I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Lots of us dream of hitting a big lottery jackpot. And now, if you play in New Jersey and get that lucky, you can keep your good fortune secret from the rest of the world if you want. The story from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
I know many of you might like the idea of that 15 minutes of fame, but it's the aftermath that makes many the winner regret that press conference. Now New Jersey joins a half a dozen other states, including Delaware and Maryland, that'll give winners the option to remain anonymous. Paulsboro Assemblyman John Bersicelli's worked to get this passed for several years now.
If they have the good fortune of winning, their life should not be disrupted by strangers or long-lost relatives showing up at the door.
State lottery officials say they're developing regulations to put the new law into practice, and they anticipate implementing the anonymity angle into future marketing campaigns. Of course, this assumes that winners can keep it to themselves. That in itself could be a challenge. In South Jersey, David Madden, KYW News Radio.